Chapter 4. The glare of sunlight was very bright on the nearly blank page as Frank glanced down at his notebook, matched the address Phillips had given him with the one across the street, then eased himself back against the wall and waited. It was a four-story brownstone in a part of 64th Street where such places could go for 5 or 6 million, depending upon the condition, and from the look of it, this one was in very good condition. The upper windows were done in stained glass, the lower ones covered by polished wooden shutters. It was easy to imagine what lay behind them. Antique furniture, marble fireplaces, crystal chandeliers, all of it sealed off by the elegant facade. The street was different, open to anyone, and as Frank slumped against the wall, he watched the various people who moved up and down it. Delivery boys, museum workers bound for the vast halls that ran up and down Fifth Avenue. People out for a morning stroll, their small dogs trotting along beside them. But they seemed pale and far away compared to the vivid colors and tangible presence with which his mind continued to see and feel the woman in the blue prison dress. It was as if she'd managed to pass something of herself over to him, slip it secretly into his hand like a lock of hair pressed through the slender vines of the beaded curtain. For a little while, his mind remained with her, as if in the early morning hour he was still lingering in her arms. Then, because he had to, he forced himself to draw his attention back to the brownstone across the way, and he stared determinedly at the black wrought iron gate that separated it from the street, then at the doors beyond the gate, the first one made of thick glass panels, the second a few feet behind it, dark, wooden, with a shiny brass knocker. He took a deep breath and let it out slowly. It was the worst time for any case, the time when you didn't know anything, and when only long periods of watching and waiting could get you what you needed to know in order to stop the waiting itself. He knew that he might be here for an hour, 2, 8. Until he established Mrs. Phillips' routine, he simply couldn't know. She might be a woman who bustled about Manhattan more or less continually. Or she might be reclusive, a woman who rested for long hours in the upstairs bedroom or stretched out in her private sauna. He took out the picture Phillips had given him, stared at it.